my vernacular is spectacular.
Sick. Do you rap?
A little bit. Don't tell nobody though. A little bit.
Run that intro music. How's it going, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Untitled Mixtape. I am, of course, joined with Lewis.
Yep.
Lorenzo.
Hey.
And I am Danko, your host. But I hope everyone's doing well.
Shout outs to Hot Ones.
Yeah, shout outs to Hot Ones.
Let me get up there.
We could all do it at the same time. Oh. Who's going to top at first?
Lorenzo.
What?
Damn.
Off tops.
What? Off?
Hot Ones.
Oh, easily. I mean, but I'll run it.
Right? No, I think I can make it.
I think I'll make it, but I'll definitely die.
My stomach.
I'd probably tap out second to last.
Like I'm running. I had a ghost pepper, bro. I'm with it.
Isn't it the worst thing on the planet?
Bro, I wanted to die.
Yeah, it's awful, dude.
I haven't thrown up in like 6 years.
I sweat from Takis. Bro, I'm
Cheetos and Takis.
No, Danko said that they're saying that like a few
Hot Cheetos and Takis. No one knew what it was talking about, dude. No one knew what it was talking about. It was like, you never saw that?
I saw it.
Just a bunch of kids. Hey, that's what the kids are like nowadays.
I'm mad at how like you're grooving and I can hear the song. I'm so mad.
Well, we have a new concept that I wanted that we wanted to try out. And I mean, we got some albums that we've been listening to, maybe old or new, that we just want to kind of, you know, give a little short review. I know that we said in the beginning of like the creation of Untitled Mixtape that we try to keep our opinions to ourselves, but we can't help it. There's no way we could do that.
I can do that.
Yeah. So the dynamic changes.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah,
but when the mic's off, I'll speak some.
You're good until I'm in your presence.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
If you don't get the true opinion from us, then like,
who you go to?
Who do you go to?
How
are you gonna trust our music taste?
Yeah. Who are you gonna go to? Yourself? My God. Oh my! I'm just kidding.
Look at you. That's awful.
Look at you, and then look at me.
So we're gonna call.
Who do you trust? Who do you trust more? I thought so.
Oh, we're gonna call this series Bop or Flop.
Bop or Flop is still Sunsight.
Bop or Flop.
Migos. It has Migos all over it.
Yeah. If I hear that in the next track, I'm like, man, they listen to our podcast? That's wild.
Shouts out to the Migos. If you want us for a collab, like we just be there saying Bop or Flop the whole time.
Yeah,
I'm down.
I'm with it.
Game crazy.
I'll grow out my hair, you, braid it, and put on some shades.
You remember in Atlanta? You seen Atlanta yet? On FX.
He doesn't like
The show.
Yeah,
I've seen like the first season.
So like, so you remember when the Migos came? But yeah, it was like two of them and like Hispanic dude.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like we the Migos.
I know that had to be like one of the funniest jokes they told.
I love that scene. I love that scene. But yeah, so Bop or Flop. Like we're gonna talk about some albums that we liked, and we're gonna talk about some albums we didn't really enjoy. So yeah, that's what the game is. Who wants to go?
I'll go first because I have two.
Yeah.
Of course you do. My name is Lorenzo and I have two.
Right. My name's Lorenzo and I have a working phone. Oh, yeah. Stop talking. All right.
Oh,
so,
my God. So, are you okay?
They can't fact check that.
That's what you got? That's what you got?
There's no proof that.
We're not recording this episode.
How do you know where my phone at?
He's just playing. He's just playing. He's kidding.
You call me right now. I won't answer, but you can call me.
Oh, okay. My first one, if anybody, I'm still heated. If anybody knows me, I am a huge Earl Sweatshirt fan. I listen to Earl every single day. You can ask anybody.
He do.
I freaking love Earl. This album is Earl's recent project called Some Rap Songs.
Hmm.
Man, I'm sad. Because Earl's going to be at Camp Flogna, and I'm going to go see him because I'm a huge Earl fan, but I am not anywhere near close to being excited to hearing him rap this album.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
No.
He's just kidding.
I've listened to it twice, and I still have...
He loves it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my...
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Okay, so, big Earl fan. This album sounds like... It sounds like...
A bop.
Oh, God, please shut your mouth.
Spoilers.
It sounds like when... You have a very insecure friend who wants to talk to you, and right about before they're about to say something, they start like drifting off.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you? Why?
At least we both know. Okay. I'm sure Earl's rapping and his context is great, but
all the time
for real. But this album, he just didn't mix it well. It's his muse, or his voice is already monotone, and he already uses complex words that nobody wants to look up. I'm dead serious, right? I'm dead serious. Nobody wants to look up his lyrics because they're too complicated, and nobody wants to decipher that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I do, but I'm not everybody. But
yeah, you're a weirdo.
You're right. And he's already hard to listen to, and then he embeds his lyrics into the music, and they're all one toned, and you can barely understand him. And it's elevator music. It's background music. You don't even want to like try to decipher his lyrics.
It's a pretty short album, right?
It is a very rough demo.
That's yeah. It's man. It's not good.
It's what you record on the car before you do the demos.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what you record in your voice memos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mine sound better.
Yeah. Yours sound better. Right, at least you know to put your voice higher than the beat.
Like to speak into the phone.
Oh my God.
He was just chilling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. It hurts to like listen. I've listened to it twice. His songs still come up on shuffle. I'm going to give it another listen because I'm a big girl fan. But dear Lord, my heart hurts.
Don't dig the album artwork.
No.
Don't dig that it's 24 minutes long.
It's 24 minutes and it feels like 2 hours because you're trying so hard to listen.
So, would you recommend it?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Listen to it now. Right now.
Out of 1 out of 5 stars, it's a fallen asteroid on Earth that dropped 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So
it's amazing.
No.
That's all I got from that. I would definitely listen
Bop
to
it. Or flop.
Flop. Immediately. Flop. Flop. Off top.
It's flopped.
Flop.
Boom.
Earl, Lewis, have you tried listening to it?
This isn't about me.
I know, but have you tried?
Yeah.
See, that's how bad it was. Oh my. It's
I made an attempt.
Exactly. An attempt. That's so sad.
It was 24 minutes and I did not succeed.
Exactly. 24 minutes. That's not even... That's not even a full episode of Game of Thrones or Grey's Anatomy. And
nope.
I can't even get through that. Not even half. You didn't even make it to the first commercial break.
Beyblade is 25 minutes.
Beyblade
without commercials.
And that's 20 times fire than
an episode. It's God. A minute longer than the whole album.
Oh, this is a death flop. If you listen to it, Godspeed.
What about you? We're doing flops. Wait, no. No,
you can
no,
do whatever. Bop
no, let's
or flop.
Let's make it mix it up. Yeah.
So what you just do?
I did a. We talking about Earl's last album. It's a straight
you
flop.
Sure that was a flop.
It's a flop.
You sure?
It's.
Did it chart?
I don't.
Bop. Anyways.
Did it? No, it didn't. Earl don't get no freaking playtime. It did not make no chart.
Okay.
101 out of 100.
Greatest album to come out of 2019 is what I'm going to talk about. Why? Because my music taste is amazing.
Yes.
All I listen to is bops.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We're going to talk about Moonchild, Little Ghost.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows, he's looking straight into my eyes, like, because he knows I want to say something.
Say it.
Ole,
so.
Ole, dude. Forget that song.
Yeah. Yeah, Moonchild, Little Ghost. I don't even know what kind of genre, like, you would consider them. Like, they have hip hop elements, they have, pop elements.
It's like
lo-fi elements.
It's like Greek mythology had a baby with Norse mythology.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
And all the mythologies they all had the baby. And is Moon every child. It's all beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's
that's
super.
All I got.
It's yeah. It's man. If you are a dancer who wants to like freestyle to music in your like home and stuff, that's
why I recommended it to you.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
That I got a shout out in a video or something. Mm.
Well, I haven't. I'm going to post a freestyle to it soon. But I've been letting my students. I'm trying to like ease my students into heading to that. I have this modern or open class where I'm teaching them like freestyle elements. And so far, we're starting off with soft music, and we just did Rye, their last album. And so I'm trying to head them into Moonchild's.
They ain't ready yet. They'll be ready.
I'm still not ready.
That album is beautiful,
bro. It was. I came across it on accident.
Thank God. They've been around.
Shout out to YouTube.
Thank you, YouTube. They actually, like, just saying, like, they have some good, like, today in YouTube mix, your mix, and they curate, like, the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
Because Fum Vifrit, however you say his name.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as, like, they showed me him, and then 88 Rising started popping up, and I started getting into that, and it was really cool. And they do a good job in curating, better than Spotify, honestly. So yeah, Moonchild. Mm.
Bazooka nukes fired. I know, that's Bazooka nukes.
Little ghost,
definitely. Beautiful. So good.
Super bop.
Super bop.
I
mega bop.
Mega bop.
Go ahead, say you agree with me, sir.
I agree.
It's getting the stamp of hot fire.
Lewis does listen to type music. He just doesn't like music that I listen to. Whenever he gives me something,
you don't know that. I can just tell you I don't like it because I'm talking to you.
He's like Mr. Miyagi. He just like he'll just shame you until you realize that he actually.
Bro, I live with you. Can you be on my side? He don't even live here.
They don't. They can't fact check none of this.
I'm on no one's side. I'm on my own side. I'm sitting on the other side.
My phone is broken for real.
I always.
Every man for himself.
I can't do nothing.
Yolo. Battle Royale. Oh.
That's a note.
Battle Royale.
Nope.
Battle Royale we music.
We don't need to go there.
Right. Oh, we could.
Moonchild.
Moonchild.
Little
wait,
Ghost.
There's a song. Oh, God, wait.
Her name is escaping me and it's bothering me because her voice is beautiful.
Mm. There's like this one song that I always go to. It's always my favorite. Too Much to Ask. Too Much to Ask. It has to be one of my favorites besides Come Over. That's
the
one,
the one I showed you.
Yeah, Come Over is the one you showed me. But Too Much to Ask is tight. Besides their music being beautiful and the vocalist, her voice is amazing.
The lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics is tight. Like Too Much to Ask is tight. It's a little sappy.
It's
but,
cute.
Yeah, but the thought process is real. Yeah. Like the message behind it is
super relatable.
Yeah. And
you
I
know what
love it.
They kind of remind me of, in a way, a better Cardigans. The Cardigans.
The.
Do you remember the Cardigans?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, like they are them, but like times a thousand.
They're like perfected.
Perfected on the steroids. Cardigans.
On steroids.
It's like, what is that song called that everyone loves? Love Fool? Just that song, but every time.
All the time.
All the time.
Freak me out, bro.
Oh no, no, trust me. There's no, we don't got ghosts. That bulb just does that all the time. Cause we
see
don't
again another thing that can't be fact checked. Like you guys are just like wilding today.
Okay, so little ghost super bop.
Super bop.
For reals.
I have a. Oh, you know what? Weezer. Y'all know who Weezer is.
Yeah.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that was weird.
They're still releasing albums.
You want to be me so bad.
Oh my God.
I'm different.
So.
I came up with that. You can't fact check that. I'm different.
This is a double feature, I'll call it. And this will be my bop and flop.
Oh.
For both bands, for the same band. So Weezer, still releasing color albums, for one. You know,
mm-hmm.
Blue album is amazing. Everyone knows that. Green album is fantastic as well. They released the White Album and the Black Album in the last 3 years. And so they're still doing their... I still think that Weezer's still finding their sound.
How do you do that? Like, they've been a band for how long?
For since 95.
It's been like 50-11 years. Shout out to Ursher. 50-11 years. And you still don't...
They still don't know what they want to do.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
You get out of here.
You know. You
like,
know.
Like they hop from Beach Boy vibes to like alternative 90s vibes to like folk one time. They cover stuff. They're all over the place. Sometimes they hit it right on the nail with what their sound is, and then they just go off the rails. So like Black Album is their most recent one. I like their singles. Can't Stop the Hustle is an amazing single from that album, Black Album. Can't Stop the Hustle and Zombies. Those are two dope songs, but it does not cover the album.
So those are both of those song titles are on the same album.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
On the Black Album, yeah, and
yeah,
it didn't carry that album. Obviously, I think we talked about grading albums like a couple weeks ago. You know, rating albums without those singles. It's not a good album.
Oh, shit.
And that's their most recent album. And so, dude, right, 100%, just a major flop, which happens a lot with Weezer, unfortunately. Yeah. But
Shooting 3,000 darts at the dartboard.
But the White Album that came out 3 years ago is one of their best albums out there.
So you're saying that the White Album is better than the Black Album?
Yes.
Controversial.
It's 2019.
How could
you
say something so controversial, yet so bold?
2019 in a nutshell.
Yeah. For reals.
The White Album is just the, like, it's beach rock, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I love it, and I think they should stick to that beach rock. I liked Ratitude when
it came
out.
What do you mean? Like, I'll go to the beach.
You go to the beach, you play this. You play this at the beach.
Why are you saying it so aggressively? Like, I want... I feel like I have to now.
You do. You do. You missing out. You do.
Go to the beach.
It's cold, but I want to go to the beach.
Drive down PCH. PCH?
PCH.
Yeah, PCH. Bop this. Because it's a bop. It's got California Kids, Girl, We Got a Good Thing. Oh, my God. Which is just an amazing song. Do You Want to Get High? Thank God for Girls. There's so many memorable songs.
Wait, so this is the White John or the Black John?
The White Album.
Okay.
Yeah. This came out in 2016.
Okay.
And they haven't had a good one since. But it's amazing. It has so many good songs on it. And that is a major bop for me. It's amazing. It's up there with the Blue Album and the Green Album. Hitting that Island in the Sun, Buddy Holly type.
Are we going to go around giving grades?
Oh, sorry. You said it. You said great. You said great bop, and I was like, "That's such." Nah, I'll say it's a bop.
Bop. Wait, no grades, right?
Yeah, grades.
Oh, grades. Like, oh, we should.
Moonchild, Little Ghost.
A plus.
A plus.
10.
Oh no, we should do
A plus.
We should do
out of 10, 50-11.
We should do Devil May Cry grades. S++.
Forget Dance Dance Revolution grades. I say an A plus for them.
I get a 100% expert gold stars.
Outstanding.
Maniac. That one's Dance Dance Revolution.
I forgot what the Devil May Cry one is like. It's like satanic. Oh my God. It's just crazy. But yeah, that is definitely an S+ album for me. For you.
Yeah.
I'm just
hey, nah.
Talking for nah, you. Hey.
Some rap songs, D-.
Ooh, D-.
Because I know.
At least you didn't F.
Well, because I know he has good content. I've read that there's like good content about it. I mean, can we can give him that for sure.
Yeah.
But like that's
album
that's
cover
why.
F minus.
Yeah, the album cover was mighty cheeky.
Mighty cheeky. What kind of Australian? All right.
Black album C-.
C-.
That's not White Album A++.
Are we grading everything?
That we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because the album artwork for Lil Ghost is beautiful, dog.
No, it is, though. It's very, it's very, like, yeah. 70s.
It is beautiful.
70s, like, color palette vibe. Ooh, it's tight.
Yeah.
Just listen to their whole catalog.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like.
Right. What a term, beautiful. Catalog.
Black album artwork. I'll show it right now. It's F-.
Is it not just a black?
It looks like they just went to Walmart and grabbed a bunch of paint.
Oh, what?
It looks really gross. Walmart.
Shouts out to Walmart.
I like Walmart. I shop there too. We saw each other though. That was weird.
So I'm gonna show the Black Album.
Can't fact check that, but
cover. Okay. This is the Black Album cover. They just covered themselves in paint. So
deep.
That's a little, nasty.
That's deep.
That's a little that's controversial.
Like Blue Man Group.
It's got a little controversial.
I can't even. Okay. Black Man Group.
Black Man. No, no. They definitely don't. No, definitely
controversy.
Can't.
Controversy.
White Album cover. Me. I give it an A.
Oh,
shit. It's at that's the beach,
that, dog. That's cute. That one's way better. Yeah.
Right?
That's beautiful.
Like, that's it's so simplistic, but it's very nice. It
looks like I took that picture.
Shut up.
Hey.
Shut up.
We all photographers now.
Rescue Odin the Great.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and then I have one more album.
Yes.
I have IDK's Is He Real? And it's... man. There's like some really fun songs on there too. Sometimes I go to Planet Fitness and somebody will be playing the clean version and it's tight. I just like take off my headphones like, yeah, I'm with it. And but it's IDK going and wondering about religion and if God is real. That's the title, Is He Real? And it's very controversial. So if you are very religious, I suggest not to listen to this to not get offended. But if you are curious, you have to be a little open-minded towards the album and the concept of it. Mm-hmm. I give the album an A, not an A+. It's not perfect. His rhyme schemes are okay. But for the concept of the album, it does deliver that. And it's not long. So he's not like just droning on about like, oh, like, is God real? Like,
every track is just,
if
is God real?
Yeah, if it was 45 minutes long, I'd be like, this is a D. But
the end of the album, he's like, we'll never know.
Yeah. What do you think? Comment below.
Smash that like button.
A for album and concept. Thank you, Adriana Sapakai, for sharing this album. It's really interesting. But for album cover, I definitely would give it a C.
Yeah.
Because it's just him.
And a bunch of dogs, right?
Yeah. Or it's like a dog and a...
How dare you?
No, it's a goat and a sheep.
That's B+.
He's goated.
Goats are dogs.
Super goated.
No.
Goated, dude.
It isn't even an hour-long photo shoot. That's like...
Bro, that's two goats.
That's a goat and a sheep.
Same difference, bro.
No, oh my.
Same difference.
I will
say. One has horns. One has horns and one's fuzzy.
But definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's three goats.
Stop. You didn't even like his cipher. You didn't even like his B2 cipher, so what do you mean three goats?
Where's the fact check?
And one of them is a sheep still. It doesn't make it a goat.
Oh, IDK is a sheep?
Oh, my God.
Is that what we're doing now? He's a follower?
I'm so mad.
He's a follower now, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
You would call him a sheeple?
C on the album cover. A on the album. Go ahead. Listen to it. Try not to be too offended.
Bop or flop? Bop or flop?
Bop.
Bop. Bop. What's the cutoff for bop? B-? B- to S+, bop?
No, because I think I would give a C+ a bop, but I wouldn't say bop. I would say it's a bop.
All right, so C up to S+.
I can't believe we're using S+.
C+.
I just love double
C+. C+, though. C+ is bop. But if it's a C, it's too average. Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
Shake hands.
It's a blop.
A C is like you go up to the artist and you go, love your work. And you shake his hand and you walk away.
You're like, hey, what's up, man? I listen to your music.
So and walk away. C- would also be a meh, and then D+ to F-.
No, I'd only give a C an eh. A C- is immediate flop.
So there was two flops, right?
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, two flops. Yeah.
Two flops.
The Black Album and just rap songs or whatever.
Some rap songs.
I forgot the name. It's just not memorable.
Yeah.
And Summer Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Madam, Miss, Lady Friend.
I hear it's Album of the Year.
You heard lies. You heard lies.
What? Have you ever listened to Girls Need Love Too?
Yeah, see?
It's great. Summer Walker.
There's a remix with Drake.
Yeah, I know. You ain't got to tell me.
But.
Sip in here.
Super butt.
Flop.
Yeah, super flop. Like, it's just one long interlude. I hope I get hate for this.
Is it like a Drake interlude? Like,
or is it like a Golan interlude?
Like, oh yeah.
It's like Miyazaki
he's too good of an artist.
An hour and a half.
I'm waiting for his album.
Yeah. Impatiently.
It's coming on like no, never wary 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh, shut your mouth.
Like, no, but yeah, Summer Walker, I don't even like remember the name of the album.
Mm.
She has some cool features up there. She had Usher
up there. Usher.
This is like
Usher, baby.
Usher's going on.
I forgot her boyfriend is like the producer. So she has some dope beats with like old like 90s R&B.
Okay.
But like remixed, but like every song.
Oh, so same tones.
It was super saturated.
Oh, yeah.
So, but don't listen to me. Listen, look at the charts.
Everyone has an opinion.
Number one album in the country.
A flop.
It's a flop.
Floppity flop.
Number one albums in the country.
Don't say it like me.
Still a flop.
Floppity flop.
Let's go.
All right, guys. Well, that was our first thing of bop or flop.
Holler at your boy.
And yeah. if you have any, or if you agree or disagree, you should definitely tell us. Bop or flop. Comment
please,
that.
Please do. I would love to debate.
So hit us on the handles at The Real Danko for me.
At LRNZ078 on everything.
At SEV.NTH on Instagram.
Or you can message us on the Untitled Mixtape Instagram as well. Shout out to
I like that, yeah.
keep that in.
Shout out to Chelsea for the concept. We have something coming that we're going to research for that she sent us. And if you have any opinions or if you have any episode ideas that you want us to cover, let us know down below. And we'll have our description. Shouts out to the network. Easy XP for the gaming podcast.
Yeah.
Bonus commentary for the movie podcast.
Yeah.
And the Chit Show podcast for general talk.
Yeah.
Let them know.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Peace.